campaign of punitive strikes against a grand jury investigating anarchists and occupiers on the West Coast continues. You may remember the Wednesday, 25th of July FBI raids against activists in Portland, Olympia, and Seattle. In those raids, search warrants listed anarchist literature as the subject to be searched for and stolen by cops as they smashed people's homes. In addition to the raids, a grand jury began a fishing expedition into West Coast anarchists and occupiers. Now the shoe is on the other foot. Not one person receiving a grand jury subpoena has agreed to cooperate, and a storm of anarchist property destruction attacks was set off by the raids. On the 22nd of August, in San Francisco's Mission District, anarchists smashed every yuppie or gentrified thing they could find. Afterwards, they released this communique. Helmet smashed. In the early morning of August the 22nd, in San Francisco's Mission District, we joyfully attacked all presence of gentrification and yuppie windows we could find. These malicious acts were done in solidarity with those in the Pacific Northwest resisting grand juries. New and old condos, cafes, BMWs, Porsches, Mercedes, antique stores, fine restaurants, modern furniture stores, among many others, had their windows permanently etched with the anarchy symbol, die, die yuppie scum, fuck off yuppies, yuppies out, and a variety of other obscenities. To our companions currently facing or who do face grand juries in the future, say nothing. You have waves of invisibles behind you, ready to coalesce from the woodwork and attack at the ready. The people and businesses we attacked with smiles and laughs have for decades and still continue to actively displace and destroy the generations of families in the Mission while continuing the project of capital by commodifying and compartmentalizing all modes of existence and ways of being. This project of capital is enforced and backed up in every regard with a constant harassment, beatings, and murders of the San Francisco Police Department. In this regard, we send our fiercest love to those who recently rendered unusable San Francisco Police Department and Oakland Police Department vehicles. We see your actions, we are inspired, and continue the attack. It's so easy. We also send our revolutionary fire to the Tinley Park 5, the Cleveland 4, C.C. McDonald, Eric McDavid, Marie Mason, and all others who attack the existent. That's the end of the communique. The folks named in the end are activist prisoners of war, either facing extreme charges or serving long prison terms for fighting back. Hey, FBI and grand juries, if you don't like the heat anarchists are bringing down on you and your masters, now's the time to get out of the kitchen. Cancel all the grand jury subpoenas, release our prisoners, and apologize on your knees for the raids.
Warriors, friends, sworn to avenge our fallen brothers. Sons of the gods, today shall die.